Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is the one, the only Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. How can I say that with a straight face, straight up? Because I am the original OG. Started this back in 84, went on the internet in 94, and never looked back, straight up. Of course, 20 plus years now with the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Who am I? The guy with the big mouth? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also an award-winning boxing writer and a four-time Golden Glove champion who was nationally ranked. I know a little bit about boxing, but guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan, so I open up the toll-free phone line to the top of each hour just for you. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Of course, we come to you live on Twitch.tv, YouTube TV, straight up, all over the world. There's different platforms. So I have no idea sometimes where the viewers and the listeners are coming at me, but straight up, this is 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, of course, and iHeartRadio. Of course, we'll be talking about the current heavyweight division. Of course, next week's fight coming to us from Las Vegas at T-Mobile Arena. Pretty good fight. A battle of guys that should be fighting in New York City. Why they're fighting in Las Vegas, I don't know. I'm talking about Teofimo Lopez, of course, the kid that at one point in time was considered a superstar until he lost to George Kambosos. When he lost to George Kambosos, I lost all faith in him because George Kambosos would have a tough time with my mother. My mother's deceased. But straight up, Teofimo Lopez and Raleigh Romero are going to roll next week. It'll be on some type of DAZN pay-per-view. Of course, if you haven't got pay-per-view, you've got to find a way around it. But straight up, it is where boxing's at because boxing is not on free TV anymore. Although TNT is making a bit of a move, bringing boxing back, which I think is really good. Of course, straight up, on today's show, I'll bring in Sir Thomas Dillon. We'll talk with Tommy D about the world of boxing. He's not a very happy boxing analyst right now. We'll talk about his unhappiness and more on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Once again, open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Today's show is dedicated to Hannah Rapp. I'll talk about that after the break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Life can get hectic. That's why Progressive provides claim support 24/7, 365 days a year, all the time. But not like in a desperate way. We're not just waiting online for you to talk to us or waiting by the phone. I mean, we are waiting by the phone, but not like staring at it. Well, now I am. I'm staring at it. The point is, Progressive Claim Support is here for you 24/7 in a totally chill, normal way. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's macho time.
Back about 1993, the San Francisco district attorney at the time was Kamala Harris, the future vice president. But her and I went back and forth at a community meeting regarding the death penalty for a cop killer. Okay, you know, she sort of schooled me on things with some stats, and she sort of brought up the fact that it's not equally distributed. But bottom line is, I sort of left the meeting more anti-death penalty than I was pro-death penalty. Okay, so bottom line is, anyway, I sort of changed my mind on certain things. Because when, you know, there are certain people that you can't snuff out fast enough after they've done evil things. No doubt about that. And, of course, I'm talking about the guy that killed Hannah Rapp. I kid you not, his name was Charles Eric Medina. Let me tell you what happened. So, anyway, Rapp was a 26-year-old Indiana native who studied at Purdue University, and she fought out of Bryan, Texas. She was 8-1 with a draw and 5 KOs as a professional boxer. On July 18, 2026, Hannah and her boyfriend were riding bicycles on a Texas road when Medina dangerously passed them driving a motor vehicle. So she flips them off. Evidently, both cycles were alarmed, but, you know, Hannah flips off this guy. So what does he do? He hits the brakes, comes to a screeching halt, and then decides to back his vehicle up over Hannah Rapp. He backed over her and killed her. She's dead. Okay? And this guy's only facing a manslaughter charge. He had open cases against him. I thought Texas was where they put people in jail. Obviously not. Because this guy, Charles Eric Medina, should have been in jail. I mean, he's got prior cases, he's got open cases right now. He's got a mental evaluation he show up for. Listen, when a judge tells you to show up for a mental evaluation, you got some problems. Okay, there's no doubt about it. But let's not give him a pass because of the fact that he's got some mental issues. No, this guy needs to go. And, you know, I'm one of those eye for an eye guys, you know, and I'm telling you. But when you go and back over somebody and intentionally kill them, you need to go too. And I'm saying this eye for an eye type of thing. I'm sorry, but the bottom line is, you know, come on. Why was Charles Medina even still on the street? All I can say, oh, and people are going to get on me for this one, but if Hannah was black or Mexican, I'd be sort of down with that. Now, why do I say that? Why do I say that? Let me tell you why. Because the ethnic hardliners in the Texas prison system would already mark Medina for harassment and eventual death. Okay, so you can only hope that the Caucasian contingent steps up and punks this guy out and then punishes him before making his breathing stop. But the bottom line is, I got into all kinds of trouble for that from that piece for Larry Merchant. It's not your job to have these opinions about guys dying, blah, blah, blah. You're just supposed to write the story. I mean, so Larry Merchant's like, curtailing me and chastising me over this article, but the bottom line is I still feel the same way. All right. He ran over Hannah Rapp, so he should die for that. But if he ran over my sister, or maybe not my sister, but anyways, if he ran over a close relative, I'd be pissed and I'd want his ass. I'd want him dead. You don't want this guy going to jail for manslaughter for 8 or 10 years and getting out. That just ain't the way it's done. Of course, as I said, the Texas prison system, I can only hope they take care of this guy. Wink, wink. Straight up. Tommy D, ready to go? Let's take it to the Bronx and bring in the Bronx man himself. I'm talking about Mr. Tommy D. Tommy, man, what's happening in the Bronx? I look at the TV and that kid got shot leaving a store, this and that, man. Damn. I mean, is that why you tell me you look down when you walk down the street?
Well, I don't look down. If you look down, you're a target.
Okay.
You know, you gotta make sure you're looking up and make sure because, you know, I love the Bronx, but then I hate the Bronx. And like you just mentioned, that's one of the reasons that I can't stand the Bronx. And it's a lot of, you know, criminal and crime happening as of late this year. And, they'll trick you. With the reports.
All right. So are the Puerto Ricans doing this?
It's a mixture of everybody.
Is it everybody?
It's Hispanics.
Hispanic
and black, bro. It's crazy. Some of it is gang related. You know, it's bad. The other day, because I have an app on my phone where I keep track of certain family members, and sometimes they give you crime updates of like what's going on in the area that's close by, and you see that like I got like two notices like at 1 or 2 in the morning, where you know there's a shooting at this area and a shooting in that area. Somebody shot. It's getting worse. You know, it's crazy out here, man.
You know, that seems to be the overwhelming feeling of people across the nation. The things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. They're progressively getting worse. I mean, we've got the mental health problem. We've had that for a long time. But now we've got the fentanyl problem. Combine those two. And then we got the YNs and the Puerto Ricans and the Hispanic kids. You know, I mean, it's sad. I mean, these are my people. You know what I'm coming? This is what's really sad. Is that these are you and I both have black blood in our black blood in us, man. I don't know. I'm speechless.
It's bad. And you know all the things you just mentioned. You know we have to throw in there. People are using those as excuses as well.
Yeah,
they're not having mental issues, but they'll use the mental issue as an excuse. It's gotten bad. It's so much like, you know, the 80s was bad here in New York, right? But it's almost like the 80s again, but it's a little bit worse, you know? And you would think with all the technology we have, when all the cameras and everything, you could track, you know, if you get caught, if you do something in the streets, you know, 90% of the time, they know who did it because of all the technology. And people just don't care. There's no respect anymore.
They're going to do what they're going to do. That's what it is, respect. And you know what? This comes from your mother and your father. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If my mother slapped the spit out of me, man, I mean, she did. I did something, ba-boom. One time she hit me so hard my ears rang for 4 days. I thought she should have went to jail for child abuse. I told her about that later. She said she was lucky she didn't effing kill me.
Yeah, hey,
her exact words.
Yeah, there's kids now that they get into altercation with their parents because the kids are wrong, and they fight their parents back, and then they may put a case against their own parents for child abuse. It's bad, man. I used to get beat up too when I was a kid. I got hit with everything. You name it, I got hit with it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
I'm
just glad my mother didn't have any like heavy objects like hammers or anything like that near her when she went when she went nuts. Cause she would just grab something, man, and like, bam, that was it.
Yeah. Listen, you know, I live in a Puerto Rican home, and you know the chancleta was like their boomerang. It's just like they couldn't miss with that, you know, with the they threw that like a ninja star or a boomerang,
yeah.
And it was always on target.
In the white side of the family, I had a Norwegian grandmother that was real quick with her cane. She used to crack me with that cane. She said to me, "Why are you so far away from me?" She got hip. She got hip. Come a little close. I ain't coming a little. She's mad at me. I'm not going a little closer. Are you out of your mind? This 5'2", 150-pound at least Norwegian lady didn't speak the greatest English in the entire world, man. But she swung a mean cane.
Mm.
But this is but here's what's up. Nobody's swinging canes these days. When I was a cop working out in the hood, okay? You know, you can see where the father was involved and where there was no father involved. And although my father was gone by the age of 10, at least he left some of the basics. He instilled some of the basics in me that you need to know as a man growing up, and you can only learn that from your father.
Yeah, that's you're right.
Okay, so what about my thing here? If Hannah was black or Mexican, the gangs would take care of this dude right away.
You got a good point. It all depends on the area you come from, you know, your ethnic background and where you come from, right? You know, they might have, you know, an eye for an eye. That might have, that, you know, that's a real thing.
Can you imagine what a creep mother ducker this guy is, okay? To stop, he goes by these people on a road. He comes close to hitting them. They flip him off. He stops the car and backs up over the person?
Yeah, that's insane.
I mean, and it's only manslaughter?
Yeah, and he's got a criminal record.
Yeah,
you know, to that, like, yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So let's switch gears. Okay, let's talk about Terry Mona. Terry Mona. You and I were looking at the heavyweight division. Of course, he's a prospect per se. He's 12-0 now with 12 knockouts, having beat up a guy by the name of DeAndre Savage. The only thing Savage about DeAndre is his last name. That's it. I mean, the guy came in at 296 pounds, which was only 36 pounds more than he weighed for his last fight. How could he not be in good shape? I mean, 296 pounds. And here's what's up. What really broils me is that the promoters in Australia, or wherever this went down, Australia, they knew what this guy looked like because, you know, they had to know. In other words, I would have took a picture of him. I mean, show me a picture of the dude like 2 months before the fight that he's training.
Mm.
And obviously, this guy was training at the buffet. I mean, nowhere, 296 pounds, man. He had a belly. If his belly got any bigger, he'd need a wheelbarrow.
Yeah. And he was, he's like in his mid-30s, too. Like,
and
this
he took
guy...
a dive. That was pretty a dive. He didn't even get clipped. He took a dive. The dude went to Australia, had a nice vacation, took a dive, didn't get hit. I mean, he took one little shot. He said, "You know what? I'm out of here."
Yep. And then he continued the rest of his vacation.
Let's roll to a break. Maybe we'll get back to boxing after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Want to partake in the show and spend some time with me and Tommy D? 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Steve Smoger was born on August 15th, 1943. Steve Smoger died December 19th, 2022. Not my favorite guy. I'm going to kick dirt all over his grave at the end of the show. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Lord have mercy.
Sometimes life changes, and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
You know, I used to diminish his skills and his abilities, but the bottom line is the guy fought from 107 pounds to like 147 pounds, maybe 154, and succeeded. So I should knock him in. Pound for pound, I think he's a better fighter than Floyd Mayweather, which seems to irk a lot of people because, you know, Floyd beat Manny, but yeah, but Floyd really doesn't, how can I put this? Manny fought different guys in different weight classes. He didn't duck anybody. Did Manny Pacquiao duck anybody, Tommy D?
No, not that I think of. I don't think he did. No, he fought everybody, but there's always going to be suspicion about him and, you know.
And the steroids.
Flintstone vitamins, you know. That's the only thing you could say about Manny. But Manny was a good fighter. He had a great following. I think he was good for the sport, you know, if he was clean, of course. But as far as, okay, like, you know, the Philippines.
How do you go from 107 pounds turning pro, 107 and three quarters, to fight at 154 at world class and still, I mean, that's a lot of weight.
That's a lot of weight. I mean, we seen Duran do it pretty much almost. And I think Duran did more. Duran went bigger, you know.
Yeah. So. But during, you know, those two guys are special. I mean, Duran and Pacquiao are special. I'm not putting Pacquiao in Duran's league. I think Duran was probably the most elite boxer of all time, pound for pound, him and Ray Leonard. I mean, I just look at those guys. And Ray Robinson told me that Ray Leonard was a faster, harder-hitting version of himself at 147. So basically, he admitted that Ray was better than him.
Mm. Wow. You know, the thing with Manny, though, is that when he started – at 107, I believe he was stopped. Like, I mean, he lost a couple fights, but he was stopped to the body.
Stopped at 112.
Yeah, to the body.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then, you know, for him to just have this Hall of Fame career the way he did it, I mean, not to say that, you know, when you lose, you know, a lot of guys have lost early in their career and became Hall of Famers, but just the way that he did it, it's a little suspicious to me, just a little bit. And I know, you know, your other friend, a PhD, may not agree with that because we go at it about this all the time. But, you know, there's a lot of suspicion about Manny and those Flintstone vitamins.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Adrian Broner, a lot of suspicion about him because he was shown recently slumped backstage and on the big screen at the State Farm Arena on Saturday, April 15, 2026, struggling to keep his eyes open just days after being hospitalized with pancreatitis. Doctors are describing Broner's condition as slow as suicide when a person uses alcohol to kill himself.
Yeah, it's a sad thing, and you know, he kind of resurrected his life a little bit within the past year doing this social media thing with that guy Dean the Great. But listen, Adrian Broner started killing himself years ago. I mean, he's been abusing his body years ago, even when he was in his prime as a pro fighter.
Yeah,
it's a sad state. You know, he'd been crying for help for a long time. And I feel like, you know, his stable, his friends or whatever, I think they did him kind of an injustice. You know, they thought he was funny. They thought he was good, you know, as far as, you know, friendships and, you know, making people laugh. And, you know, he was that guy. But they never really, I don't think people really cared for him the way they should have, you know, get him in the right direction.
Do you know how hard it is to get somebody in the right direction, to point them in the right direction? I mean, you can have people fall on their face from alcohol, fall on their face from hard drugs, the whole nine yards, and they get up or they stagger to their feet and say, "I'm all right." I mean, you can't.
No, yeah.
I mean, it's a hard time. I mean, drunks especially, man. I really have a hard time dealing with drunks. I do because, you know, both my parents had some drinking problems and uncles had drinking problems. Both grandfathers were alcoholics. One grandfather got drunk one night and killed himself.
Wow.
Him and his buddies. My grandmother came home from the movie show, from the movie theater, 1937 or 38, somewhere around there. And my grandfather was dead in the front room with his four pals.
Wow.
Booze.
Mm.
Booze and the fact that they had been on strike as longshoremen for about 4 or 5 months and they didn't have any money. But the bottom line is, yeah, booze, you know, booze. And then when I saw what it had done to both my parents and my grandparents and this and that, it's just, I'm not the alcohol guy. I haven't had a drink. I had a drink 2.5 years ago to see if I missed it, and I didn't. But the bottom line is, I haven't had a drink really in about 14 or 15, well, about 16 years now.
Oh, that's awesome. That is great. I mean, now we have to just kind of get you away from the from doing coke.
You know what, man? I can't believe you outed me on the show like that. And the guy in the other room didn't hit the 6 second delay button. You guys outed me here. I have a coke problem, folks. I do. I have a coke problem. And not only do I have a coke problem, God, this is going to make things worse. I have a Mexican coke problem. And, you know, I know you're thinking big lines laying out in front of me, this kind of stuff. But no. I'm talking 12 ounces. 12 ounce cokes. I got one in my refrigerator. I look at it like it's a woman. That's how desperate. That's how old I am. I'm looking at.
Is it a Diet Coke?
Hell no. You got to have the real. No. Here's what's up. Sugar. I think sugar is the worst thing in the entire world as far as eating is concerned. I think everything sugar gets into. You know. I mean, it just ain't good for you. It just ain't good for you. And I try to stay away from sugar. I went on that sugar strike for like 3.5 weeks. Then I got COVID, and then I went back and had some ice cream and this kind of stuff and sort of messed up on the anti-sugar diet. But, you know, how can I put this? I didn't have to cut down on the sugar. I wanted to in order to, like, throw my middle finger up at my doctor because she said, you know, she's, like, ragging on me for being right at the limit.
Mm.
She's ragging at me for not being over the limit, being at the limit. She's tough Indian broad, man. She's a brand new lady. She's my first time I saw her was like a month and a half ago, but she's my new doctor. I had the same lady for like 15 or 20, almost 20 years, and she's retired. And so, you know, Pedro has likes to make friends with his new doctor. You know what stupid line I end up saying?
No, what?
I said, you know, I said in my world, in the world of private investigation, I said the hardest people to deal with are Indian women.
Oh, wow.
I said old Indian women. Because they are, man. They beat me down. They get me on the phone. Okay, we start off at 140 an hour, right? They've got me down to 75 an hour, and I'm driving. I'm paying for my own gas, okay?
Jeez.
And no. And then they say, okay, I'll call you back maybe. That's the worst.
Hmm.
They're the worst. Anyway, I shouldn't be saying that. But, you know, I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to rap on Indian people. But, see, they have a system of bartering over in India where if somebody says to you, if Tommy D comes to you and says, listen, it's going to be $15 for me to wash your car, he goes, will you do it for 12? You know what I'm saying? No, that's bartering.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way, it's like almost like an auction type of thing. But, anyway, it is what it is. Now, Teofimo Lopez and Rolly Romero going to hook it up. Shouldn't this fight be in the Garden?
I mean, Rolly, I think it really works out in Vegas, and I think Teo spends time over there. So I guess I have no problem with it. I think it probably would do better if it was in the Garden because, I mean, the undercard didn't look anything special to me. So I don't know how this event is going to do. And it's a pay-per-view, so they probably would have been better off doing it in the Garden, maybe doing it in the theater where, you know, they could maybe fill up the theater, make it look like, you know, a lot of people are there. But, hey. Let's see what happens. I mean, the welterweight division, we spoke about this a little earlier. I did a show on it a couple weeks ago. The welterweight division needs help. And, you know, you got a world champion in Rolly who hasn't defended the title in over a year, who pretty much was given the title,
yeah,
right, because he was an interim, because Boots stepped down and moved up. And then you got a guy fighting for the title, Teofimo, who's last fight was a loss. He lost his title at 140, and he's getting a title opportunity.
I know, but
this is the welterweight division.
But he lost to George Kambosos. That's sort of like losing. Listen,
yeah.
I mean, I consider my mother tougher than George Kambosos. I'm not pontificating. I'm being straight up there, man. How could you lose to George Kambosos? I still can't figure that out.
I still can't figure it out either. I remember, I remember giving Kambosos a shot before that fight. I remember saying, I think Kambosos got a shot. He's been fighting, he's been doing well. I think he beat Mickey Bay is his name. He's been traveling. And I remember talking with Sock, and he said, Sock, the PhD says, he said, bet your 401k, bet everything on Tio. There's no way he loses to Kambosos. And I was like, all right, we'll see. And we saw what happened. So I don't know, man. I don't know how he loses to that guy. And ever since that fight, Kambosos has never really. I think he got one gift victory.
I think he's been like 2-5.
Yeah, and one of them was a gift because I think he fought the guy from the UK, and they gave him that win. I can't remember his name. So yeah, he's been stopped, numerous times too. So
let me before we go to a break, you got about a minute for a break. Let me go through the top 15 according to BoxRec. Devin Haney, Richardson Hitchens, Connor Benn, Brian Norman Jr., Artur Barbosa Jr., Teofimo Lopez, Leon Paro, Jack Catterall, Julian Rodriguez, Deontay Johnson. That rounds off the top 10. Nothing there to get excited about, huh?
No, and guess what? There's no Rolly Romero in that top 10, according to BoxRec. No Ryan Garcia in that top 10. And those are two of the champions. You said 10 names, and you didn't mention two of the world champions.
Okay, we got to roll.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, you're right. We're with the great Sir Thomas Dillon, but we got to roll to a hard break here. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Hear that overflow? That's not just rain. That's water pouring straight into your home's foundation. Clogged, broken, or missing gutters and downspouts can cause costly damage fast. We're talking foundation cracks, flooded basements, rotting wood, even mold. Most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. We install, repair, and replace full-service gutter and downspout systems built to move water away from your home where it belongs. Call right now for a free gutter inspection. We'll show you exactly what's wrong and exactly how to fix it before it turns into a major repair bill. Call the Gutter Helpline now. Protect your home. Protect your foundation. fix your gutters before they fail. Here's the number.
800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. That's 800-884-1561.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
We are with the Superfly of the Bronx, no doubt about this. Sir Thomas Dillamuth, of course, the Sunday Shot Caller. He's got all kinds of PhD names. He's not the PhD, but he's got all kinds of different nicknames, that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is he kicks ass here every Sunday live on Sports Ball. And, of course, he kicks ass Friday nights on the Tommy D Network. What's it called? Run that by me, Tommy.
TD Sports Talk every Friday night. Well, we can, but sometimes we're sporadic. We're just, you know, subscribe to YouTube, get the notifications, and, you know, we'll go live when we can.
Okay. Teofimo Lopez, 22-2, 13 KOs. Raleigh Romero, 17-2, 13 KOs. Raleigh's been stopped in two of his losses, one to Ryan Garcia. Take that back. One to Isaac Pitbull Cruz, the other one to Gervonta Davis. And yet these guys are the elite.
Those are guys that are elite, and BoxRec doesn't even have two of the world champions in their top ten. They got Liam Parrell, the other champion, and number seven. You know, and it's just they got Conor Benn, who is going to fight Ryan Garcia, number three, who hasn't fought a welterweight in like 4 years. This is the welterweight division.
So, did Conor Benn really have to take off 40 pounds?
I mean, I think so. He fought, I think, at catchweight at 150 against Regis Prograis, and he didn't look too good there. And then before that, he was fighting at, you know, middleweight against Eubank. So, I mean, the guy, it can't be good for you. You can't be healthy to be doing this. You know, he hasn't fought at 147 since, you know, he popped dirty for steroids. And, you know, he was banned for a little bit, came back, and fought at catchweights. So, and BoxRec has him number three.
Okay, the odds on this the Raleigh Romero fight, I was a little bit surprised that Raleigh is favored here, and Teofimo is a -280 favorite, almost a minus. Or take that back. Raleigh's +205, and the other guy's -280. Now, you know, in the old days when Herb Lambeck ran the Leroy Sportsbook in Las Vegas, when you had a fight that was 3-1, you got 3-1 both ways.
Really?
Do you know what I mean by that?
That they pretty much were paying, you know, the winner paid 3-1. Pretty much they both were getting underdog odds.
What I'm trying to say is that the sportsbooks didn't take as nearly as much as they do now.
Okay.
I mean, the odds here, when you got one guy at 280, the other guy's +205, Raleigh's favorite. What does that mean?
Is he favored? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they have to win.
Take that back. I was wrong. Looking this wrong. Slap me again. Yeah. Minus Teofimo Lopez is -280.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think Teofimo's been much more active, right? And even though he's coming off a loss, he's pretty much fought better competition, and he's owned Tio in sparring. Like, everybody's been talking about how he's pretty much handled Rolly in sparring. Now, I know sparring and fighting is different, so I would say that's a good – I give that a good favorite for Tio. I think that the bookmakers got it right.
You know,
that doesn't mean that that's going to happen, but I think they got it right.
Good thing. I think sparring that I think if you kick a guy's ass in sparring, there's a good chance you can kick his ass in a fight. Now, I have figured out the reason why nobody punches anymore, okay? I mean, because I don't know if I told you this, but when I see these guys working on the pads, when we used to work on the pads, we worked on the pads in threes and fours. What I mean is sometimes we throw four-punch combinations, sometimes we throw three-punch combinations, but boom, 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 or maybe double jabs. But you hit the pads as hard as you could because the way you practice is the way you're going to fight. The way you practice, the way you train, the way you prepare yourself is the way you're going to perform. So these guys are doing 10 and 15 punch combinations on pads, this and that, and they can't do that in the real life and this and that. So they go out there and they pity-pat in fights. They're not being taught how to set down on their punches. I think Floyd Mayweather has ruined an entire generation.
I think this generation of the trainers are not doing what they need to be doing, teaching these guys you know, how to fight correctly, how to box correctly.
Punch.
I think it starts in the gym. Yeah, the punch.
I've never seen so many black guys. I mean, I don't hate it, but I haven't seen so many black guys. Listen, black guys used to be, they could punch because you taught a guy how to punch. Emmanuel Stewart taught Tommy Hearns how to punch at 132 when he was fighting Aaron Pryor in the amateurs. He couldn't punch his way out of a paper bag, okay, if it was wet. Okay, but yet at 147, with a chiseled 147, 15 pounds more, and with Emmanuel Stewart's training, he became the most devastating knockout punchers in boxing history. He learned how to punch.
Hey, that was it. Remember, now I don't like this guy at all, and this guy brought it up. A guy from the Kronk gym. Well, Fury, when he went with that guy, was it Sugar Hill?
Yeah.
They said that he didn't know how to punch either, and that they work with him how to, you know, really learn how to, you know, work on throwing punches. So, I mean, that's something that some of these trainers, maybe they're just not doing correctly, you know?
No. There's major flaws in this. There's too many fights going the route, bro. Percentage-wise, there was more knockouts before. 15, 20 years ago, I think without a doubt. Of course, maybe 35 or 40 years ago is even more. But the bottom line is, I think the knockouts were more prevalent back then. And I think that a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, some of these guys weigh 15, 20 pounds, 30 pounds over what they weighed in at. And that's another major flaw. I don't know if I told you this. I fought Ernie Chavez, man. When I saw him at the weigh-in, I said to myself, this fat guy's going to get his ass whipped. Right? And then I saw him at the fight a few days later. He gained like 30 pounds or 25 pounds, and he got a haircut. I said, that ain't even the same dude. And they go, yeah, it is. He went out. He hit me three times. That's all he had to do. I was kicking his ass, but he hit me three times, all three times. Two times resulted in knockdowns. When I got up the second time, I said, no mas.
Mm.
Smartest thing ever did in my life.
I don't know if I ever asked you. Is that the same guy that fought Medrick Taylor?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, Medrick told me, I told Medrick before the fight, it was in Sacramento, California. Don Chargan promoted. I said, listen, Mel, you got to watch out for this dude's right hook. I swear, I had never been hit so hard in my life. I said, and I've been hit with a flashlight. He goes, huh? That guy's a bull. Okay. So after the fight, Meldon's holding his ice back up to his head, right? He mumbles in him, who was it that said the dude can punch? He could punch. But that's all he could do was punch. I mean, he wasn't a big distance guy or anything like that, but he had size on me. Size matters in two things, pornography and boxing, a junior welterweight against a welterweight. Good Lord. Anyway, we've got the late. Well, how were you? Were you impressed with the lady fights last night at all?
Nah, the fight. I mean, except the main event. I mean, the card was terrible. I mean, I'm sorry to say this. I don't want to just rain on nobody's parade or kind of crap the card.
Jake Paul's card?
No, this was Salida. This is Clarissa Shields. Well, not her promotion, but Salida. Salida's the promoter.
Dimitri Salida, former welterweight and junior middleweight, I think. You know, I think he's connected with the Ukrainian mob.
I don't know. Maybe.
He all of a sudden he's like a B guy, a B minus type of guy. All of a sudden, he's got all kinds of millions of dollars to promote. Come on, man, that's a mob thing. You know, come on.
Well. The card was lackluster, but credit to Clarissa Shields. Even though I don't think her opponent was any good, but you know, there's not many, you know, female competitors, especially in that weight class. But she did what she was supposed to do. She went out there and she stopped the girl, and she closed the show. And they came to see her. A lot of people came. You had a lot of stars in the building,
cool.
You know, in Atlanta. So credit to her. Credit to her saving the event at the end. You know, because at the end of the event, it was built for her, right? For her, it was her card.
Yep.
And she closed the show, so I give her a major, major props.
Okay, she wants to fight Raleigh Romero. Raleigh Romero doesn't want to fight a girl. No, you're laughing. I'd be lined up to fight her. They're talking about, like, they offer Raleigh like $4 or $5 million. For $4 or $5 million, I might dig my mother up and fight her. Yeah. Mom would go for it. She said, "Yeah, let's make some money together." I mean, you know, she was worried. You know, I mean, come on, man. If somebody offered you $5 million to fight a girl and you turn it down.
Yeah, I don't know if I could turn it down. You're right. Yeah, that's we got to make this money, man. Make it look good at least.
$5 million to fight a girl? Here's what's up. Here's why Raleigh don't want to take it. He's afraid that if he loses, he's going to be known as a guy that got his ass whipped by a girl.
Exactly. Yep. And that just goes with a lot of people that don't accept certain fights when they quote unquote duck other fighters. They don't want to be, you know, they don't want to, they're scared to lose. You know what I'm saying? They're not scared to fight. They're scared to have an L on their record. And in this case, you're scared to lose to a woman. Oh my God, you that's it.
Okay.
You're done.
Speaking of another woman, Amanda Serrano, who I call Peanut Head because she's got a little peanut head. She's still fighting. She's 37, 38 years old, something like that, man. She's a minus 1240 favorite over a 13-1 favorite over Lucretia Annabella Manzur, who's a 10-1 underdog, of course, according to the money line here. But the bottom line is, I respect her. Listen, I think she's done a lot for women's boxing. But you know what? She should have went away a couple of fights ago.
Yeah, I agree. I've been saying this for a while, too. You know, she's made good money. She's made more money than probably any other female.
Yep.
And that's including Clarissa Shields. People may not like that, but she's made tons of money. And now it seems like she's only fighting to get this silly knockout record. And I think it's just pointless at this point. I mean, she already has a legacy built. She's promoting some young fighters now. I think, you know, she should put it to hanging up after this. I mean, she's doing a big card. Supposedly it's on TikTok. That's another big thing, you know, but after this, she's got to stop, honestly, like, because she's going to get hurt really bad one day. And, you know, in the next 10 years.
See, here's what's up. I'm not worried about her getting hurt really bad one day. I'm worried about the accumulation.
Yeah.
Because she's got a head the size of her little skull is really small. That's why I call her Peanut Head. And if you look at her, she's got a little peanut head.
Yeah, she does. You know, and she's already slurring her words here and there. And I don't like it. And I'm a big fan of Amanda Serrano. And, you know, I want to see her do great. She's already done great. You know, I just, for her health's sake, to enjoy the rest of her life, I think she needs to stop already. You know, but.
Okay, so does T.O. stop Raleigh next week or does this go 12?
Oh, I think it goes 12. I don't think anybody's stopping anybody. If there is a stoppage, I could see Rolly maybe catching T.O. and stopping him because Rolly's strong and Rolly has knockout power. We've seen it before. We've seen, you know, he's got that big special kid's strength, right? So I can see that, but I think this goes 12.
I think Rolly's best fight was in the gym.
In the gym.
In the gym when he beat up Ryan Garcia.
Yeah, well, and he beat Ryan Garcia last year in Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
So,
speaking of Times Square, they haven't done anything like that of late, huh? Any in those outdoor endeavors, a chic, that kind of guy, and not doing.
Nah, they haven't done any of that. Except, well, the last one they did that. It looked pretty cool in Egypt, was it? That was in Egypt they did where Usyk fought Rico.
Okay,
the kickboxer.
You know what? And you keep putting my boy Rico down. You've dogged Rico really, really bad. Rico did pretty well that day, bro.
He did do pretty well. I just think that Usyk didn't take him seriously, and I mean, credit to him. He came in, but I don't want to see him get another title fight that he doesn't deserve over guys that have been doing this for years and earned that position. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's nothing against Rico. It's just the establishment's got to, you know, give the guys that work for it, you know, their opportunity to fight for a world title.
Straight up. The great Sir Thomas Dillon move Friday nights. You can catch him on YouTube. What time?
Around 9 o'clock Eastern time.
You guys don't have a set time?
No, we don't. It's not a, you know.
Wait, listen, you and I are both colored. Are you on colored people's time?
Pretty much most of the time.
From two people of color, folks. Tommy D, have a great week. Hug the wife. We'll talk soon.
All right, bro. You take care. Thank you.
Sir Thomas Dillamuth on Sports Byline.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only
available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank you, Pedro. You gonna run tomorrow?
I'll be right. You gonna run tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe.
Right,
okay.
Exercise is no longer a generic form or a lifestyle that's, you know, your doctor says you need to do. Bottom line is you need to get on it. If your doctor's not telling you to exercise, he doesn't give a spit about you. That's the bottom line. I'm telling you the truth. If your doctor's not on you, if they're not checking your PSA, if you're a guy, if the guy's checking your breasts, if you're a woman as far as breast cancer and cervical cancer, things like that, these are the things that knock out older people. But most people don't get checked for that. They just like, they go to the hospital when something hurts. The bottom line is I believe in getting all those CD scans and that kind of stuff in advance. So if you are medically able to and you've got issues, go address them. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Last night, UFC 330 came to us from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 18,000 people in the house for the Xfinity Arena. On top, Islam Magachek, the welterweight champion, 170 pounds, defeated Ian Machado Guerrero of unanimous night across the board. Four rounds of one, and 3 rounds of 2. And, of course, the co-feature was a women's strawweight championship. Mackenzie Dern retained her title over Gillian Robinson. Unanimous night across the board, 4-1, 4-1, and 3-2 as far as the rounds were concerned. Some of the other fighters on the card, I really don't know. As far as the UFC is concerned, of course, Dana White doing his thing in the world of boxing. Of course, I think that Dana White is the boxing, but what herpes is the sex. But people say, give Dana a shot. Why should I give Dana a shot? Dana's out for Dana. Dana's not out for anybody. I don't think he's out for any proving the sporting like that. I think he's only out for himself. Anyway, next UFC card can come up, UFC Fight Night 285. Of course, that's going to go down in Sacramento, California at the Golden One Center, August 22nd. On top, Anthony Hernandez versus Gregory Rodriguez. Probably the last time I saw Dana White was when they had a card up there at the Golden, the former Arco Arena up there in Sacramento, California. But that's the last time I saw talk to Dana White. Of course, he and I are not friends. We're not pals. We had a business relationship at one point in time, and he came to me and said, I had a one-year contract for like $4,000 a month and to run a show called Octagon Talk on a different network. So I was doing that, and he came to me about 3 months into the contract, says we got to cut it. So I'm saying to myself, okay, I can cut 10%, something like that, right? No big thing, right? He wanted to cut it
75%. Dana White. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two, we'll go south of the border and bring in Dennis Lawler to talk about boxing in Mexico and more. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned after the break right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, YouTube, and Twitch.tv.
This is an all sports news sports update.
Sports have always brought people together, but today's athletes, leagues, and organizations are reaching audiences that extend far beyond their home countries. As technology, travel, and media continue connecting fans around the world, sports are becoming an increasingly global industry with opportunities that were almost unimaginable just generations ago. Professional leagues now regularly stage games, tournaments, and promotional events outside their traditional markets. These international appearances introduce new fans to different sports while helping organizations expand their brands into regions where interest continues to grow. At the same time, athletes from around the world are bringing new styles of play, different perspectives, and diverse experiences to professional competition. Youth development has become increasingly international as well. Scouts routinely evaluate athletes from multiple continents, while academics and training programs prepare young competitors for opportunities at colleges, professional clubs, and national teams. For many athletes, the pathway to elite competition now includes experiences that cross borders and cultures. Media has played a major role in this transformation. Live streaming, multilingual broadcasts, and digital platforms allow fans to follow their favorite athletes and teams regardless of where they live. A supporter in one country can now watch competitions taking place thousands of miles away, creating communities that extend well beyond local markets. International partnerships are also becoming more common. Leagues, governing bodies, sponsors, and educational institutions continue working together to share expertise, expand participation, and promote the growth of sports worldwide. These collaborations help strengthen both established sports and emerging competitions. As the sports industry continues evolving, global connections are expected to play an even greater role in developing athletes, attracting new fans, and creating opportunities that benefit organizations across every level of competition. In other sports, sports museums and halls of fame continue preserving the stories that define athletic history. Through photographs, memorabilia, championship trophies, interactive exhibits, and personal collections, these institutions help fans better understand the athletes, teams, and moments that shaped generations of competition. By connecting today's fans with the accomplishments of the past, sports museums ensure that the traditions and history of athletics continue inspiring future generations. For All Sports News, I'm Brendan Cafferty.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
If you're losing calls, missing leads, or spending too much time chasing customers, this message is for you. Create Assistance helps businesses answer every call, text, and message 24/7 using AI employees without hiring more staff. We handle bookings, follow-ups, reminders, and customer communication all inside one simple system built for small businesses. Stop losing opportunities after hours. Visit createassistance.ai and book a quick call today. We look forward to hearing from you.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming to you live, of course, August 16th from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We've been around a little bit, 41 years. Fake that back, 42 years of radio, of course, knocking out all bums. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also a four-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning boxing writer. So, allegedly, supposedly, I should know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? I'm not the average boxer. In fact, I opened up the toll-free at the top of each hour just for the average boxer fan. You want to say something, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, a week away from Raleigh Romero and Teofimo Lopez going down to Las Vegas. But, you know, I'm really high on the fight coming up between Moses Itama and Flick Hogovic. Of course, Flip Hogovic at once beaten heavyweight. He's a good fighter, no doubt about that. And Moses Itama considered the future of the heavyweight division. Of course, he's like 12-0 with 12 knockouts, something like that. But the bottom line is, what's going to happen when these two guys collide? Because we saw what Terramona fought this week. Terramona, of course, Samoan sensation, comes out of Australia. 6'6", 6'7", 267 pounds. I mean, the guy looks like Aquaman to an extent. Tommy D was right, but the bottom line is he can punch. And most Samoans, I don't know if I told you this, man, but those guys are scary. I mean, on the street, they're scary, absolutely frightening. Of course, they don't last that long. What I mean by that is they tend to burn out as athletes early on in life. Of course, most of the guys that I boxed with were Samoans were sort of done by the age of 21 or 22. I kid you not. Of course, we've got King Billy Tavaki went back to the islands. He was a 160-pound Golden Glove champion, 165-pound Golden Glove champion, and went back to Samoa and won the Samoan heavyweight championship, like 235, 240 pounds. And now he walks around at better than 325. My height, weighing 325 pounds. I kid you not. Billy Tavaki, I wish you the very best. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, talk about the Gary Antoine Russell coming up fight. And I'm really, as I said, back, I'm really hoping that Moses Itama comes through because Terrioma didn't work it for me. He just didn't. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break at 35 minutes past hour, about 40 minutes past hour. We'll bring in Dennis Lawler coming to us from south of the border.
Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset? All In Lid isn't about what you wear, it's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership, a reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple, to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com. Be sure to check it out. AllInLid.com.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
The best American fighter to come out of the amateur games, the Olympics, of course, 2004 Olympic gold medalist, Mr. Andre Ward, originally born in San Francisco, fought out of Oakland, California, and now lives in Marin County, over there with the rich folks, no doubt about that. Now, let me read this. Steve Smoker, my house historian, Frank, 1961, sent this to me. Referee Steve Smoker was born on August 15, 1943, in Norfolk, Virginia. Smoker served over 30 years in the U.S. Air Force Reserves and retired at the rank of colonel. Smoker also worked as a municipal court judge and city prosecutor in New Jersey. Smoker died from kidney failure on December 19, 2022, at the age of 79. Let me tell you about Steve Smoker. I'm not a big Steve Smoker fan, as you can guess. But the bottom line is, wow. I mean, when I saw that he was removed from the bench, I think it was like 2002, I found out he'd been removed from the bench. In other words, he was a superior court judge. In other words, he's the guy that's making bail and telling people they can go to jail and not go to jail, this kind of stuff, right? It turns out that he was a little bit biased, and they took him off the bench. He resigned before they took him off the bench. Let me tell you about his resignation. Steve Smoker, while the state of New Jersey recommended that he be formally removed, Smoker submitted his resignation with prejudice in July 2002. The New Jersey Supreme Court accepted the resignation and permanently barred him from ever holding judicial office in the state again. But they allowed him to officiate boxing matches? That's what I don't get. If he was unfit to be a real judge. To be a real judge in a municipal court, how the hell? Come on, man, what's going on? They allowed him to do the boxing. He did boxing, I think, all the way up to 2000 to when he died. he was doing boxing back almost 25. But the bottom line is, you know, and then in 2003, wait, I'm not done. The New Jersey Supreme Court issued a public reprimand against Steve Smoger in his capacity as a practicing attorney for lying to judicial officials. He's lying to them. My favorite guy, Steve Smoger. He used to see me and used to see him. I could see, you know, when somebody don't like you and they hate you, you could just see it. When I was a journalist, let me tell you, I got in everybody's ass. That's what made me poison Pen Pedro, okay? Just did. And my column was must-read journalism in the world of boxing, the boxing trade papers, because that's how I sort of got exposed to everybody within the business, per se. And that's why one time I told you that Don King called me on the phone, and he goes, yeah, son, John so-and-so calling for Don King. I hung up the phone, didn't believe him. Anyway, bottom line is, it was Don King. But he lied in 2003 to the New Jersey Supreme Court. They issued a public reprimand, and they said, you know what, man, you're a lawyer and you're lying. Of course, you were taken off the bench, and yet he was allowed to referee fights all the way up until he died. Judge fights all the way up until he died. So the bottom line is, Steve Smoger is not my favorite guy, no doubt about that. But, you know, the fight he had with Dennis Lebedev and Roy Jones, I think that was the most atrocious fight I ever saw him take. And the reason why that he got the assignment, Steve Smoger, was that the promoters knew he would let fights go. I mean, he was like the guy that was reading a newspaper or smoking a cigar over in the corner or talking to his girlfriend on the phone instead of refereeing fights. Because when guys are getting their ass kicked and they're like beating beyond a pope, Steve was sitting there watching like a fan. That was Steve's big thing. Him and Tony Perez, they're both not rest in peace. They're both, because listen, I thought they were both terrible referees. I just did. Him and Tony Perez, of course, Tony Perez, the referee, I think, for the second Ali Frazier fight that was held in Madison Square Garden. A lot of holding there on both sides. I take that back. Muhammad Ali did a lot of holding, and the referee did absolutely nothing, because Joe Frazier not going to win that fight. Joe Frazier, somebody asked me the other day, where do you rank Joe Frazier as far as all-time heavyweight champions are concerned? Because he did beat Muhammad Ali. If you rank Muhammad Ali at number one, he did beat Ali in his prime. In fact, he came back and he beat Ali the very, very first time before anybody else. Of course, Ali, I think, was 31-0. I think Joe Frazier was something like 26 or 27-0, something like that. Of course, George Foreman would, like, knock Joe Frazier out, and then, of course, Muhammad Ali would beat George Foreman in the Rumble in the Jungle and that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is, who would have thought at the end of the day, you know, that Joe Frazier would end up dying in his gym, not even having a place to live, per se. He was living in his gym, and some say that, you know, he had some issues mentally and, you know, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I keep talking about this, but CTE, it rings heavy, especially wrong amongst these heavyweight fighters, these 15-round heavyweight fighters. I think the only guy that didn't have CTE or may not have it and show it, that per se, that did 15 rounds, was Larry Holmes and George Foreman. Outside of those two guys, every 15-round heavyweight I knew had CTE, has some form of brain damage from boxing, okay? 15 rounds, people say to me, let's go back to 15 rounds, a real championship distance. Are you out of your mind? Why would you have to fight another 9 minutes just for somebody's satisfaction? If you don't know who won after 36 minutes of battle, you really think an extra 3 minutes is going to count? I don't think so. And, of course, that's when guys got hurt, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th rounds. Speaking of getting hurt, my man Dana White, of course, coming back trying to do his thing as far as the sport of boxing concerned. And I'm not, as I said earlier, I'm not a big Dana White fan, but I will give him some props because the UFC is a multi-billion dollar entity, and it wouldn't be a multi-billion dollar entity without him. I mean, without a doubt, those Fertitta brothers weren't all that. They were billionaires to begin with. But the bottom line is they are multi-billionaires brought on by the money they made on the UFC. So I think the UFC was bought by $1.4 million, and it was sold for $4,100 million. What I'm just saying is $4.1 billion. Straight up, give Dana props, no doubt about that. Now, Ryan Garcia, not my favorite guy, but him and Conor Benn. You know, T-Mobile Arena is going to go down. Of course, it's going to go down September the 12th, the Mexican Independence Day weekend. Of course, Canelo Alvarez basically going to move his act up, I think, to October or November as far as his comeback fight is concerned. And why won't he just go away? You know why he won't go away? Somebody told me he's getting $25 million to fight Mobiti. Talk about, I mean, $25 million. He's way past his peak. Why are they giving $25 million? Anyway, Conor Benn, 25-1. Conor Benn's having weight issues. Of course, this fight's going to go down on, as I said, September the 12th. But that gives them another, 3 weeks. But, you know, if you've got weight issues, you're coming down from, 190 pounds. That's what they're trying to say. He came down from 190 pounds. How can a guy go up to 190 and sensibly and know you got to come back down? I mean, that's crazy. Of course, Roberto Duran did it a couple of times, and he paid dearly for it. Of course, the no Moss fight, or the alleged no Moss fight, when he said, I had enough against Ray Leonard in the eighth round. Of course, that was in New Orleans back in November of 1980, November 25th, 1980. Of course, he basically quit in the eighth round, and he quit because he was weight drained. I mean, he weighed 215 or 220 pounds when he started training for a 147-pound title fight. That's how slick Mike Trainer was. Mike Trainer was the man, the brains behind Sugar Ray Leonard. What he did was he saw a spy down to Panama, and he saw Duran playing the bongos with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth and drinking beer and this kind of stuff. He had a big old gut. I saw the picture. Anyway, Duran looked gross, so what Mike Trainer did was he offered Duran 8 or 10 times more than he ever made in his life. He said, guess what? If you come back and fight my guy, Ray Leonard, on November 25th at the New Orleans Superdome, he goes, I'll give you $8.5 million guaranteed. So, Duran would cut off his arm to make that kind of money, seeing the most he ever made in his life was $1 million, and that was in the first Leonard fight. So, Don King promoted Roberto Duran all those years, right? You know what kind of money he was getting? $200,000 to $300,000 a fight, $300,000 a fight. I mean, Don ripped him off. There's no doubt about that. I'll talk about Don a little bit later in today's show. But straight up at 40 minutes past the hour, bringing Dennis Lawler. Dennis Lawler, former professional fighters, been around the world, no doubt about that. But he's doing something in Mexico. Let's roll to an early break. He's doing something in Mexico with kids. And, anybody who gets involved with kids in boxing, I love it. Of course, I'm not a big guy in kids being involved in contact training, this set, but I think boxing offers a discipline that no other sport offers. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Right after the more after the break.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV Hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Wait, is this on close? Utah is alive
right now.
Everybody stop talking now. Attention. I told you, all of my critics, I told you all that I was the greatest of all time.
But I didn't dance. I didn't dance for a reason. I wanted to make him lose all his power. I kept telling him he had no punch. He couldn't hit. He's swinging like a sissy. He's missing. Let me see your box. I hadn't started dancing yet. You can't say my legs are gone. You can't say I was tired, because what happened? I didn't dance from the second round on. I stayed on the ropes. When I stay on the ropes, you think I'm doing bad. But I want all boxers to put this in the page of boxers. Staying on the ropes is a beautiful thing with a heavyweight when you make him shoot his best shots and you know he's not hitting you. I would have gave George Foreman two rounds of steady punching, because after that he was mine. But he was falling, he was missing. I don't know if I'm gonna fight again or not. I'm gonna retire as of now. I have to talk to my leader, the most honorable.
Are you still planning?
What can I say? The mouth that roared, the Louisville lip, call him what you want. Straight up, that was the man that was born Cassius Clay of Florence back in January of 1942, passed away in 2000. You know, his death was sort of hard to take, because when I saw pictures of him, the last couple of few pictures I saw him, he was really, really old, and he looked really, really, you know, he looked really, really old and frail. And of course, he was frail when I was with him in the 90s and the early part of the 2000s, other part of the century, because he was frail after the after his boxing career. Of course, we'll talk about CTE again, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. These, you guys don't realize it. Of course, you want to sit out there and you watch these guys punch each other back and forth. Somebody pays a price for that. Muhammad Ali paid a price for all of the entertainment he gave people. Anyway, pound for pound right now, and the best fighter in the world is supposedly super bantamweight Nanoa Inoue, 33 and zip, of course, coming to him from Japan. According to number two, according to Jaren to BoxRec.com, Jaren Ennis, a super welterweight, 36 and zip, 29 years old. I think he's a hot fighter right now. We'll see what happens when he gets hit. That's my only problem, my only question about Jaren Ennis, is that when he gets hit, he sort of stalls for a second. Not that his chin is bad, it just sort of makes him pause for a second, okay? And, of course, Shakur Stevenson, not my favorite fighter, no doubt about that, but say what you want about him. He's 25 and zip. He's undefeated. And, of course, he's the guy that's part of that Floyd Mayweather crew where they don't want to punch. I mean, I think that Shakur Stevenson, with his ability, if he sat down and stepped into punches, guys would be out of there. They just would, because they would be getting hit with shots they didn't see coming. And when you hit guys with shots they don't see, believe me, those are the shots that go down. Now, unbelievable that Saul Alvarez is still ranked number four pound for pound. We're just going to go over that one. That's got to be kidding me. Canelo Alvarez, of course. Number five, Junto Nakatani. When are these ratings coming to us? I mean, is BoxRec really giving me these live ratings right now? You got to be kidding me. This is like crazy. You got to be kidding me to put these guys up there. Junto Nakatani, number five in the world. Of course, I think David Benavidez is the best fighter in the world. No doubt about that. 32 and zip. Of course, the current world cruiserweight champion, held the a portion of the light heavyweight title, super middleweight champion at one point in time. Canelo ducked him in not one but two weight classes, of course. And yet he doesn't know what he's doing. He's like a rudderless ship right now. He's got some domestic issues. About a month ago, him and the old lady went back and forth. And you don't want to go back and forth with the old lady on TikTok. You just don't want to do that. Of course, he was going to get married, some prenuptial or something like that. I think he wanted her to sign a prenuptial, and that sort of like blew his thing. And she, you don't trust me, you know. Well, you know, I'm going to have billions of bucks, and I'm worried about that. So can you sign a prenuptial? And she didn't want to sign one. Anyway, number seven, Jesse Rodriguez, of course, Bam Rodriguez, a bantamweight, 24 and zip, coming to us out of San Antonio, Texas. He's supposedly in line to fight the Nanoa Inoue. I heard chatter this week and the last couple of weeks that Nanoa Inoue wants to make this fight now, because I think he realizes that, you know, Jesse's probably going to get a little bit better. I mean, he's only like 26 years old, probably get a little bit better before he gets a little bit worse. So I think right now would be a perfect time for Nanoa Inoue to take him on and take care of Jesse Rodriguez. I don't think that Jesse's all that much special. I think Jesse's a good fighter at 115, 112, but 118, 122, I don't know. He's just sort of okay then. Now next, number eight guy, according to BoxRec.com, you got to be killing me, Devin Haney, 33 and zip.
33-0 with an asterisk. Of course, the Ryan Garcia fight, where Ryan Garcia tested positive for Flintstone vitamins, and they had the fight taken away from him. But Devin Haney's 27 years old, originally out of the city by the bay, San Francisco, now living in Las Vegas. I just wish him and his father would just go away. Just go away. Dimitri Bivol, number 7, the light heavyweight champion, of course, comes to us from Indio, California, but originally Russian, Ukrainian, that kind of thing. So bottom line is, he is a light heavyweight guy, 25-1. Of course, he beat Canelo in one fight. But the bottom line is, he doesn't want to fight David Benavidez. He got a medical note. I mean, when you go to a doctor to get a medical note not to fight a guy, that sort of says, you know, you're scared of him, doesn't it? Doesn't say, because it didn't say, my doctor says I can't fight for 3 months and I'll fight you in 4. It didn't say that. It just says, my doctor says I can't fight. And, of course, that's how he got out of the fight. Dimitri Bivol, ranked number 9. Number 10, the surprise kid on the block, Raymond Moratello. Of course, the lightweight champion out of Fontana, California. No doubt about that, 25-0. The IBF lightweight champion, 25-0, I believe, 17 KOs coming off that win over Robinson Canseco, the 2016 Olympic gold medalist, I believe, out of Brazil. Of course, the guy that got robbed in one fight against Oscar Valdez, of course, and then was the benefactor of a fight with Oshaki Foster, and then, of course, he came back and lost. Listen, this guy only fights for the title. Some of these guys, you know, just only fight for the title, but Raymond Moratello, a good fighter, no doubt about that. Emmanuel Navarrete, is he still around? 31 years old. At one point in time, I think I saw him, interviewed him at a WBO convention, and that had to be like 10 or 12 years ago down there, and was in Panama, but he's 40-2 now, never been stopped, 33 KOs, of course. He's a good fighter, no doubt about that, but pound for pound, why they got him up there on the list? I really don't know. I've got some problem with this pound-for-pound list, obviously. And the rest of the pound-for-pound guys, I think, are really good. Jai Opatai, of course, the World Cruiserweight Champion. When I say World Cruiserweight Champion, I say that with an asterisk because he holds the IBF title, or one part of it. I think he holds the Zuffa title, too. He's one of Dana's guys. So anyway, he's 30 and zip. No doubt about that. 31 years old, good fighter out of Australia. But I think he might be... I've got mixed feelings about him fighting David Benavidez, as far as I'm a big David Benavidez fan. But the reason why I say that is that, you know, he's a natural cruiserweight, 205 pounds, not 210-pounder. And I don't think that David really is. I think David's a guy that, although he can look good at those weights, I think he could beat his best at 175, no doubt about that. But Benavidez, he is number 6 in this rating, these rankings. Of course, I rank him up there about number 2 or number 3, if not number 1. But the bottom line is, we keep going on the list. Number 13, some Japanese guy I've never heard of by the last name of Yubuki. He's a fights a flyweight. Number 14, Oleg Usyk, the world heavyweight champion. Of course, he gave up all 4 belts recently. Or said he was giving up all 4 belts, 25-0. He beat Rico Verhoeven in his last fight. Of course, Rico Verhoeven had only one fight coming in, one professional fight against a guy that was like 5-9. I kid you not. So they fought over there in the pyramids over there in Egypt. And the bottom line is, I thought that Rico was kicking his ass through 10 rounds, right? Well, the judges didn't see it that way. 2 judges had it even, and 1 judge did have Rico ahead by 2 points, 96-94. But the bottom line is, Rico was kicking his ass 7-3 in rounds without a doubt. And then, of course, the stoppage, that referee Mark Lyson, I thought that might have been a bit criminal. I mean, the way he stopped that fight, how can you stop a fight in between rounds? I mean, he didn't give the guy the benefit of the doubt to go sit back and sit on his corner. He stopped the fight between rounds. And listen, nobody's talking about the controversies in boxing anymore. They're just not. I mean, you know, nobody talks about Dana White, my favorite guy, one more time. Let me go back to Dana. Of course, the Conor McGregor fight a couple of months ago, about a month ago, of course, it drew 20,000 people down there at the T-Mobile Arena, sold-out crowd, all the celebrities, the whole nine yards, did a gross gate, I think, of like 25 or 26 million bucks. But he went in there hurt. Had Don King put on an event like that, there'd be a big congressional hearing. But Dana White does it, and Dana White gets this white privilege. Well, not white privilege, Dana White privilege. How do I say Dana White privilege? Because Jorge Masvidal, of course, the former UFC fringe contender, I believe, at one point in time. Exciting fighter, no doubt about that. But he said that Dana gets away with Dana White privilege, and I think he does. I mean, the fact that he's in bed with the president and he can do this stuff, I mean, the slap fighting. I mean, if ever there was a sport that should be outlawed, it's his slap stuff. Now, why do I say that? Oh, come on, Pedro. Slapping guys, who can go wrong? Let me tell you, if you can wind up and slap a guy clean in the face, you can give him a concussion. Okay, this is going to affect
affect people's brains like right away. I mean, it's just, it just is. I mean, you ever been slapped? My mother slapped me one time. I told you my ears rang for 3 or 4 days. What I'm trying to tell you is that you can get concussions being slapped. And I think that this Dana thing, of course, with the slap fighting and the fact that the UFC, and the UFC, they won't stop it. The guy's beaten. He's already beaten. But they got to have that one last punch to live where he's near death. Why? I mean, and this is the popular stuff. I mean, and there's no doubt about it. The UFC, like Trump's boxing, as far as Trump's boxing, as far as attendance is concerned, there's no doubt about that. I mean, and the fact that Dana's trying to get in, break his way into the world of boxing, and of course, I think Robert Garcia, the trainer from Southern California, former world champion himself, fought Diego Corrales at one point in time, but he said that Dana's paying 3 times more than the other guys are paying, so he's going to go with Dana. So now it's boiling down to money, and that scares me a little bit because I tell you, if it's a fair game, if it's fair, and you know, all these four promoters are on the same level as far as money was concerned, but Dana's got this unlimited money from the UFC, unlimited money, maybe the Sheik is involved. Of course, the Sheik Turkey guy, not my favorite guy, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, the sport of boxing is at a pivotal point right now, and I don't know what direction it's going to go in. Of course, I thought that Jake Paul as a fighter is bad for boxing, but Jake Paul as a promoter is good for boxing. No, I don't say that because people tune into his broadcasts and his promotions, and he pays fighters well. I mean, we talked about Amanda Serrano earlier in the show. Of course, we think she's a little bit on her way to being punch drunk, but that's on her. But the bottom line is 36, 37 years old. She was like a couple years ago. Jake Paul gave her like a couple million bucks to fight. She never made more like 25 grand in her life, and he gave her a couple of million bucks. So you got to say that Jake Paul was, without a doubt, is a credit and a plus for the world of boxing, just not as a boxer. He just can't fight. I mean, he lives in some fantasy world. Of course, he can say that he fought the world heavyweight champion in Anthony Joshua, and Joshua broke his jaw in 4 spots. I mean, there's no shame in that. Absolutely none. I mean, absolutely none. Think about that. You fight the world heavyweight champion, just some guy on YouTube. You fight the world heavyweight champion, former world heavyweight champion, and he breaks your jaw in 3 or 4 spots. But, you know, the fact that you got in there with him, you went a couple of rounds, more power to you. Jake Paul, not my favorite guy. Well, after the break, coming up on the hard break, of course, after the break here on Sports Byline, we'll bring in Dennis Lawler. Who is Dennis Lawler? He is the brother of Pat Lawler. Who's Pat Lawler? Pat Lawler beat Roberto Duran, Wilfred Benitez, Rene Arredondo. I mean, Pat Lawler was a thorn in a lot of guys' asses, no doubt about it. Of course, he's a fighter from the city by the bay. They call him the Pride of the Sunset District. His brother's got an interesting story about his own life and the fact that he's going to Mexico and sponsoring boxing down there. So we'll talk about that and more with Dennis Lawler after the break. 1-800-878-PLAY. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now, We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Hear that overflow? That's not just rain. That's water pouring straight into your home's foundation. Clogged, broken, or missing gutters and downspouts can cause costly damage fast. We're talking foundation cracks, flooded basements, rotting wood, even mold. Most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. We install, repair, and replace full-service gutter and downspout systems built to move water away from your home where it belongs. Call right now for a free gutter inspection. We'll show you exactly what's wrong and exactly how to fix it before it turns into a major repair bill. Call the Gutter Helpline now. Protect your home. Protect your foundation. Fix your gutters before they fail. Here's the number.
800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. That's 800-884-1561.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If it's necessary, I'll go 12 rounds and I did.
Did you go to school, so to speak, on what happened to Rosario when he knocked him down and then got knocked out himself?
My buddy, the Harlem Heckler, Hector Camacho, called my ex-wife one time after she hung up the phone on me. Of course, we were arguing over my child. I wanted to talk to my daughter, and she grabbed the phone and hung up the phone. Hector called her back and said, "Why are you being such a bitch?" Bottom line, she is what she is. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Now we take us south of the border and bring in Dennis Lawler, of course, a San Francisco institution. I think he's a sergeant-at-arms at the Northern California Veterans Boxers Association meetings. In fact, he's the guy that let all those guys talk over me when I was trying to do a speech a couple of months ago. Remember, I got to rag about that. I was hot about that, don't you?
Yeah, I know, Pete. Thanks for having me, Pete. Always a pleasure to be on your show, Pedro.
I know. Maybe you were supposed to roll back with something good on that one, and you didn't. Okay. Yeah. Listen, Dennis Lawler. No, it's just listen. These guys are sitting around, and you know, bottom line is, I understand they haven't seen each other and that kind of good stuff. But if somebody's speaking with a microphone, they should shut the duck up.
Yeah, absolutely right, Pete. I got on the bell, but very hard to control. Andy Nance is responsible for that almost every time. So. You're going to have to take that up with Andy.
Okay. The pride of the Mr. Marin County, know that about that. Now, what is Dennis Lawler doing in Mexico besides losing weight?
I come down here for a little vacation. My buddies I grew up with bought a house down here and a piece of property in La Paz. They're building some units on here. So hopefully in the next couple of years, they'll have one built for me and I can come down here and spend a little more time. We're in La Paz in the Centenario District, which is really growing at a rapid rate, and the boxing gym's not too far from here, about 7 kilometers away, and they have a show on Friday night.
How far is 7 kilometers?
7 kilometers, about 4 miles.
Okay, just so, I mean, you know, we got white people listening. I mean, American people listening. So, you know. Anyway, you know, I was in La Paz. I told you I was in La Paz for like 28 days to write a story. Some magazine sent me down there. High School Magazine of America sent me down there for like a month. And I said, wow, this is really cool. So they sent me down there, gave me all kinds of money, this and that. And I smoked weed, drank beer, and ate food at all the restaurants for 26 days. I wrote the entire 4,000-word story the last day.
Sounds a lot like how I spend my time down here.
No, all right, no. So how'd you get involved in boxing south of the border?
Well, I just happened to come in when I was down here, like I said, at my friend's place. I said, let me poke my head in and see if I can find a local boxing club. And I just stumbled onto a place that was almost exactly like our program in San Francisco. I work at Fire and Ring Boxing. It's a free program in San Francisco. And so I just happened to run into a place like that here. So we started a sister program, and we've been bringing equipment down to them on a pretty regular basis. I flew down this time, so I wasn't able to bring them anything this time. But we have a pretty good relationship. We have a show down here it's been a little while now. It's December 2024. We had 15 fights, and some of the local kids fought on it. It was a real good success. My friend has a sports bar here, Tiki Todd's. Shout out to Tiki Todd. Mm-hmm. And we did it in the parking lot at Tiki Todd's. We must have had 400 people there. So huge turnout, great event. So we're looking to maybe do some more of that in the future. And, it's a lot of fun down here in La Paz. And I tell everybody the best part of every trip to Mexico is the people, followed really, really closely by the food. And just the healthiest place you can be. You really don't understand, Pedro, until you get down here and eat real food, how bad the food is in America.
Bro, I've written stories about that. They've got chemicals and bread and all kind of crazy stuff. But the bottom line is the food chain in the United States is poison, and I have to suck off the nipple of Jeff Bezos over there at Whole Foods because I think that's the only place I can get it close to real stuff.
Yeah. It's until you get to, when they say travel is the best education, boy, there is no truer statement than that, because you get away and you eat some real food, and when you taste eggs and something as simple as eggs, you know, man, this egg has flavor. I just forgot what it was like to have a real egg.
No, Dennis, what I think is really cool is that when you go, you and I have been around the world, when you meet Iranian people in Iran, I mean, from Iran, this and that, people, you go around the world, you realize the United States is just one little place. The world's much bigger. I mean, you know, we're like a small dot.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's really, I tell people every day, man, get out of town. Get out of where you're at.
They won't
do
it.
People live.
They won't do it. Friends of mine got money. They won't travel.
You know, I'm waiting on a little pension. I got about a year to go, and then I think I might be headed this direction on a full-time basis. I'm flying out tomorrow morning. I'll be going into Tijuana. I'll be at Cheto's boxing gym tomorrow. I'll poke my head in there. Jaime Munguia works out there sometimes. There's a guy there, Christian. I can't remember his last name, but he used to coach at Newman's gym a million years ago, so every time I come in, he's like, hey, good to see you. And, we always have a good time. So I'll send you some pictures tomorrow, Pete, when I get to TJ.
Dennis Lawler is our guest, of course, a San Francisco. He's an institution. Yeah, everybody knows who Dennis is in the boxing business. No doubt about that. Of course, his brother. How's Pat doing?
Pat's doing okay. I haven't heard of anything negative lately. So he's doing okay. He lives down in North Beach. Retired, you know, he's a retired longshoreman, and he has his little guitar, goes out and plays his guitar in the park down there at St. Peter and Paul, where the church is there. And he's an institution down there in North Beach, and everybody knows him. So he can go just about anywhere and drink for free and eat for free. So he does. He's doing okay.
You remember we did that boxing? I promoted that boxing event at St. Peter and Paul with Bob Geary versus the Garbage Man in the main event. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yes, I sure do.
And then I challenged the crowd. There was all these Hell's Angels out there. I said, anybody in the crowd wants to come up here, blah, blah. And I was praying to God that one of these, like, 400-pound, you know what I'm saying, those guys, some of those guys were ripped, man. Last thing I wanted to do was box with any of those guys, right? So some lady says, I'll fight you. And I'm saying, what could go wrong here, right? So anyway, it turns out she was a pro fighter and she was gay, and she was very butch, pro butch gay, that kind of good stuff. So anyway, I grabbed her ass in like the second round and she went nuts. So anyway, when we got out the ring, the lesbians came after me, bro. If I wasn't an SF cop, didn't have SF police there, I'd have been murdered.
They're a lot tougher day out. worse than the Hell's Angels is Dykes on Bikes. It's one gang you don't want to mess with.
Okay, so the kids in Mexico, what's the economic situation like for these kids that you're working with?
Well, they have. I sent you a little video there, and they have the prices on the wall there, but it's really, really, really reasonable.
No. I mean, what kind of situation are the kids that are coming into the gym? Where do they come from economically? Are they dirt poor? Do they have holes in their shoes? I mean, what's up?
They have access to pretty much everything. They don't look like anybody's really starving to death there. I think most of the kids that are in there, they're local kids, but Anywhere here in La Paz, you don't see a whole lot of real abject poverty. That is, you know, it's not like America, but you don't need to have all that stuff. It's 100 degrees every day here, so you're wearing shorts all the time. The kids are always in shorts and a T-shirt. It's just a much different environment than it would be in the United States. So things that are bring you status or things that you need to have, video games and all that crap, none of these kids seem to care about any of that. Everything's really family oriented. I went to church this morning, I showed you, and there was dogs in church.
No. Time out. I got to mention this. So Dennis sends me this video, and he's in church, and there's a dog going from person to person, pew to pew, and greeting everybody. That was adorable. I can't put no other way to put it, man. That touched my heart.
Pierre, I got to tell you, when I tell you the people are the best part of this, it is really so true. The church was not a seat in the house the second I was here last Sunday, so I've just been going to church on Sunday here. It is the wildest thing. It's the best entertainment you can imagine. And the price is right, of course. And I just enjoy the hell out of the Mexican people. It's just a delight to be here every time I go. Every time I come here, I don't want to go home. The food's so good. I get so healthy. And then I go back to the fog and the Irish neighborhood.
Are you knocking the sunset? Yeah. Anyway, let me say this. Yeah. Listen, the food thing, you and I are right because, you know, I go places. I've been to 34 countries. I go other places. I lose weight when I go other places. McDonald's in Budapest, Hungary, there's a line. I couldn't believe there was a line at midnight to go into McDonald's in Budapest, Hungary, right? That's because the meat was so damn good you couldn't believe it. It was high quality meat. They wouldn't serve you the garbage they serve here in the United States. Same thing in Beijing.
Yeah, they have laws against that. it has to be real food.
Laws
against
that.
It has to be real food.
And we're living in this in the United States where the GRASS law prevails as far as GRAS, as far as food's concerned. It was a 1958 law, and it says that anything the manufacturers say is generally regarded as safe, it doesn't need inspection.
Yeah, it's really great when I come down here and just eat the best food. All the juices are
real.
Fresh squeezed. You have all different melon. We just went out to breakfast a little while ago. You got four different. You got watermelon, cantaloupe, all juice, just fresh as you can imagine. And in a very short time, man, you get used to it down here. So I fall in love every time I come down here. So, hopefully in the next couple of years I can put enough scratch together. There's a place right across the street from here I got my eye on. I might be able to get in for about $40,000. So if I can gather a few pennies together, I might be able to come down here and pick up a little piece of property.
Okay, are the kids coming into the gym? Are they going to school?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's just summer right now, so they're just getting ready to start back. It's not like, I think their summer's a little longer here than the American kids, so they're still all out of school. They fought on Friday night, so they were all off school on Friday. So, they must not have started back.
I'm going to say something that's going to infuriate a lot of Americans, but Mexican kids could read at 11, 12, 13 years old. Educated Mexican kids, educated kids in the United States can't read at 18.
Yeah. And it's funny, the kids here, they get off from school, they come home, and they change their clothes, and they go back to school. they want to hang out at school. They go back, and they have a playground there, and if it's not too hot, they go to the playground, or they go to the boxing gym. But school is not something that they hate, you know, like it is in America, where they just come, summer vacation comes, and they run out of school every year. And the kids here, they enjoy school for whatever reason. It's just a much different environment overall. And yeah, and the kids seem to be well educated and well dressed and well schooled and good manners. All those things that we don't always have at our our gym is we're for at risk youth. So I suppose you would consider some of these kids at risk, but they're all well behaved and well mannered. The coach seems to have a pretty good Coach Pepe seems to have a pretty good handle on it.
Last question.
They don't need...
Go on.
No, I just want to say that he has a real handle on it. So when I go in, and he has so many kids in there, and I don't like to spend a lot of time in there because he's barking out instructions, and I don't want to. I cause kind of a not a commotion, but I don't want to upset the group we got going in there. So I just poke my head in, say hi to everybody, give them a hug, and then try to get out of the way.
Okay, Fire in the Ring have a website?
Yes, they do. Or you can get them at Facebook, Fire in the Ring on Facebook.
Yeah, they've done some great things. How's that gym working out at the Cow Palace?
It's working out good. We got a solid group of boxers right now. I got a heavyweight, Davion Lewis. He's 0-1 as an amateur, but he fought when he really wasn't. He just had a few weeks in the gym when he fought the first time. He was a late replacement at the police fireman's show at the Irish Center. So, this kid's like 6'4", 225. He looks like a young George Foreman. Okay. He's strong as you can imagine. So, me and promoter Joe Burke, if you remember Spider Joe Burke,
sure.
And Joe is 92 years old now, but I have Joe helping me with developing this young man, and we expect that he's going to be doing big things in the next year.
I'm running up on a hard breaker. I got to cut you off. Much love. When you get back to the Bay, we'll talk.
Good, Prego. Thanks for having me. God
Dennis
bless you,
Lawler, brother. Of course, man of the Sunset District here in the City by the Bay.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say, but he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him, so I see him getting himself in good condition so that he could fire back. Never been one to say die. Never been one to hide out. He comes on, damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
Poison Pen Pedro, being described by Don King at my peak. No doubt about that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Let's take it to the House Historian, Frank 1961, who's not working on the house today because of weather. August 9, 1980, Alexis Arguello defeated Cornelius Bosa Edwards. I knew both these guys by a technical knockout after the eighth round. In the sixth round, Arguello landed a precise heavy blow to the lower abdomen and liver region. The impact was so severe that it immediately disrupted Bosa Edwards spit on himself, spit with an H. He defecated on himself. That's what Frank's trying to say here. Frank's got all kinds of different nice words to put it, but the bottom line is he spit on himself, spit with an H. That's a good body shot, no doubt about that. But Alexis Arguello, may he rest in peace, of course. We talked in depth about him this week with a friend of mine. Of course, they wanted me to do a book on him and do possibly a screenplay, this and that, about his death, and I couldn't do it because of the fact that I would have to go to Nicaragua and ask those people that killed him, why did you kill him? They'll kill me. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've been a bit difficult on myself today. Bottom line is, I think I peaked out on the coffee too early. I had the coffee at 7:30, 8 o'clock, and by 10:30, 11 o'clock, I was burning out. So burnt out. But the bottom line is, I thank you so much for tuning in. Ring Talk is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and the man in the other room is the great Bailey Peck. Thank you so much for everything.